It might seem pretty basic, but where food comes from and where it's going are some pretty big considerations for a food bank. Different state and federal programs administered through food banks have different rules and different requirements. The huge surplus of commodities being doled out in an attempt to give farmers some sort of a market is being done through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Kenai Peninsula Food Bank Executive Director Greg Meyer says it's sort of like getting a grant. It has to be used in a specific way.
It can be kind of misleading when people come in here to see, because the commodities are regulated through USDA programs. So we don't have access to that food for all of our programs. It's just very specific ones. So even though there may be a need for certain things that we're looking for to be donated, just because we have it in that side of the warehouse, that those things can only be distributed through certain distribution points.
Basically, that surplus of food from the federal government can only go out through federal programs like the Child and Family Services Plan or the Emergency Food Assistance Program. Meyer says the bright spot is that the extra supply from the USDA enabled them to expand meal service this summer at the Fireweed Diner.
As we were trying to expand our evening dinner programs, we did have access to food. We need to supplement that with other things that are fresh, but that is one place that we can use it to increase our output.
Food banks in the lower 48 benefited from some of the fresh commodities like oranges and milk, while far-flung places like Alaska are taking in extra shelf-stable items like rice and beans and other canned goods. Meyer says the Kenai Food Bank also receives some frozen items like meat and fish, but it's all meant extra time spent in the warehouse.
We definitely have more than we've ever had in our warehouses, so when it comes to inventorying things and rotating things around, it has added quite a bit of time involved in moving those things around, inventorying the things, and keeping things rotated.
With a good supply of staple items through this one-time federal windfall, Meyer says they're now on the lookout for other more seasonal items, especially with the holidays coming up.
So we're looking for all those things. We put together boxes. We are able to purchase turkeys at a reduced rate through the food bank in Alaska. So we have that expense if there's people who ever would feel like they wanted to donate cash to help pay for those. But what we're looking for now are all those things that go with the Thanksgiving meal. So when we put those boxes together, they're complete. And that's, stuffing and canned sweet potatoes, the kinds of things that you would put together for your Thanksgiving meal. Then we'll supplement that with the fresh bread and the things that we have here.
For more on how to donate to the food bank or to learn about the qualifications for those federal programs that have a surplus of food right now, visit kpfoodbank.org. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.